Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. I know I say this a lot, but I just want to say thank you that you keep coming back to listen and learn and grow. And maybe you're one of the people who sent me a PM just to say, man, Dr. Una, look what I did because of the podcast episode, or you left us a review on iTunes. I really, 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 really appreciate you. At the time of this recording, we're heading quickly towards 500,000 downloads. And I mean, I didn't see that one coming. I didn't think of that when I started the podcast. I really just did it to serve, but you're the reason why. So I want to tell you thank you, and thank you for being a part of the movement. And I want to invite you, give you a challenge to embrace it even more. You know, I talk to doctors a lot, and there's a lot of pain out there, and entrepreneurship is such a powerful fix for it. I see, you know, students from the EntreMD Business School and how they're turning their lives around, not just business, because the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And when you start growing as an entrepreneur, it really does filter to all aspects of your lives. So you see doctors buying their dream homes, having more time off to be with their families, taking control of their personal lives, building routines that are like perfect for their mental health, building solid relationships, learning to celebrate life and celebrate what's working. This is all in the midst of running a business and living life and being moms and dads and all of those things. So there's so much work to be done. People need to know about the options we have as physicians. Like, our options are limitless. And so I want to ask you, like, I know you're doing it. I know you've been so supportive, but I want to ask you to do even more. We have our work cut out for us. We have a million physicians to reach. And so if there are associations you could share this with, if there are groups you could share this with, if there are forums, you know, fora you could share this with, if there are, you know, places that you're like, oh my goodness, Dr. Una needs to come speak here, or I'd love to buy X number of copies of the EntreMD Method book, like whatever it is you can do, I want to invite you to do just that. This is going to be a different kind of episode because really, I am just going to be sharing like straight from my heart, something that is going on with me personally, some reflections that I have, and I will just treat it like a buffet. You can do with it what you will, but I really wanted to take you behind the scenes. At the time of this recording, my birthday was last week. I turned 44, and it was, you know, it was really so great. I mean, like, you know, just the gratitude, you know, I'm here, gratitude, looking back and seeing how my life is turning out, the absolute, I mean, unbelievable honor of being able to help other humans and especially help other doctors. It's, I mean, it really is something. It does leave me speechless, you know? And so sitting in the gratitude of all of that, and it was really overwhelming, not in a horrible way, but overwhelming, the number of people who reached out, you know, whether it was, you know, text or WhatsApp messages and Facebook posts and live videos. And I mean, it was a lot of stuff, and it, you know, people talking about life change and to live a life that matters, you know, which is for me, I think people are maybe different a little bit, but for me, that's almost like a love language for me. It's almost like a love language. Like, I really do want to leave this earth empty. I want to leave it all out there and help as many people as I can and be a blessing to my generation. That's, you know, that's the way I think about it. And, you know, my husband really celebrated me. My kids did. It was really a beautiful day. But I did stop somewhere along the day to, you know, think about, you know, okay, so I have a new 365. So what? What am I going to do with it? I started thinking about, you know, what should I be doing? And there are two conclusions that I came to, but I'll talk about one of them here. And it's this concept of really going in all in and playing the long game. And I'm going to try and explain it as clearly as I can. But I believe it's something that, I mean, maybe you become aware of, or maybe you choose to do that with me as well, you know, but it's about playing the long game. And the way I got it is like, you know, you spent a lot of time doing things that give you immediate or short-term wins. And that's not to say I haven't lived strategically with the long game. This is a call to even up-level that, right? And so, for instance, I may say, I'm going to start working out, I'm going to start walking more and all of that. But really what I have my mind set on is these 20 pounds that I want to lose. And the impression I walked away with is, no, like, you need to travel, right? Like, you hear me talk about my 90th birthday a lot, right? Like, you need to travel to your 90th birthday. And you need to say, what level of strength and stamina do I want to have then? What do I want to weigh then? How healthy do I want to be then? And then I come back here at age 44 and I start living in a manner that will make that possible for me at 90. So it's thinking all the way. Like, yes, of course, in doing that, you are going to have immediate wins and you're going to have short-term wins, but you're going to have the right long-term wins. So it's like living that far in the future, having that perspective so that today I can do what matters that far in the future. And this is in all aspects of my life. You know, I teach about the 9 areas of life. And so I wanted to pick some examples, right? Like, so you can see, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's kind of what I'm committing to do, right? Like, so there's the example. So first of all, there's the example of character. Okay, so character is one of those things, you know, in the quadrants, like urgent, not important, important, not urgent, all of those things. Character falls in the quadrant of important, but not urgent at all. Like, you're probably like, what is she talking about, character, right? But the concept is this: your brilliance and your skill and your expertise can take you to the top, but it's not what keeps you at the top, right? What keeps you at the top is your character, is those virtues, right? Like integrity, right? Like, those are the things that keep you up there. And when you're up there, that's not the time to cultivate those. That's not the time to start building those. And so if I want to live a life where I'm going to have a lot of impact, it means that I'm probably going to have a lot of influence, which means I'm going to be in a lot of big rooms. And when I get to those rooms, that's not the time to build integrity. That's not the time to build the strength of character so I can withstand pressure. That's not the time to build a character where people may talk bad against you, but you can still hold your own. You can still be at peace. You can still, you know, like, all of those things. And so it's like, if you're going to be that person all the way there, age 90, then come back here and start building those virtues now, right? There's pressure that comes with influence. There's pressure that comes with success. Cultivating the habit of peace, like living at peace, like inner peace, right? The character of joy, right? Of love for people. Like, the reason why I do what I do is not because revenue is not at the top of that. Wanting people to know me is not at the top of that. Wanting to be viral is not at the top of that. It's love for people. You know, like, I really do love physicians and I want to see them thrive. I want them to see them unstuck. I want to see them competing. I mean, like, we've been told all kinds of things. Like, can you imagine bad deals being called doctor deals? I want to see us compete on all kinds of stages with any entrepreneur out there and win. I want to see us live out our potential because we're these brilliant people and we're just a skill away, right, from being all we can be, right? Just business skills. And so to keep that where it's always at the forefront, like, it's always leading. Like, we can have all the other stuff, but this needs to lead, right? So it's character. So see what I mean by long game? You're like, yeah, you know, that sounds like a lot of work with not a whole lot of returns right away, but there are a lot of returns. But character, the second thing is health, right? Like, my mentor would say your body's your earth suit, you know? Once you wear it out, you have to leave. If you destroy it, you have to leave. And so how do I want to be at 90, right? Like, do I want to be strong at 90? My dear friend, Dr. Ali Novitsky would say, you know, we'll be carrying out groceries at 90, right? Like, you want to be able to do that. It doesn't start at 90. It starts now. is playing the long game now. Like, so what, how do I need to treat this body? Because this is the deal. Think about, like, I've been an entrepreneur now for 13 years. So the years do add up. I've been an entrepreneur now for 13 years. And there is a depth of wisdom and a depth of understanding, expertise, and brilliance that comes from consistent strategic action over time, compounded, right? And we're only at 13 years. And I think about it. What would that look like when I'm 50, when I'm 60, when I'm 70, when I'm 80, right? But the thing is this, I rob the world of the gift of that if I don't take care of my body, right? Like if I'm not a good steward of this body to say, fully understand that I need this body to continue to do what I do. So I'm playing the long game not to lose a pound. Now I'm playing the long game to preserve this body so I can be here and be strong enough and you know, like to do what I need to do. Okay. Okay. So the third thing is like the attitude towards skill development. The attitude towards skill development. So think about it, right? Like I talk about the OnTrendy Business School being the number one business school for physicians, producing more 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs than any other business school, right? I talk about us competing on, you know, any stage as entrepreneurs are coming out on top. I talk about all these things. I feel, and this is not for everybody, this is just me, right? Like I told this episode, this is a me episode, my reflections. I feel a responsibility of being a vision board, of being a mirror for the physician community. And a lot of the goals that I set and a lot of, you know, things I do, it's so that some other physician could look and say, wait a minute, apparently doctors do that, right? Like doctors do that. So I can do that. A lot of the things that I would do. And so because of that, if I am going to fulfill my role or my assignment as being a vision board of being an example of what is possible, then I don't have time to be mediocre. I don't have time to not develop the skills. If I'm going to be on some of the biggest stages, then I need to prepare to be that kind of speaker, right? This is the time to do that. If I am going to say, like, we're the ones helping doctors build 6, 7, you know, and 8 is right at the tip of my tongue. I just can't wait to help someone cross to 8 so I can add it in. I have the framework, but we're working on it. Okay. So if I'm going to do that, then I have to develop even a higher competency at helping people, right? I have to be able to help them get results faster. I have to help them get results bigger. I have to help them overcome their limited beliefs faster and, you know, find their hangups and get rid of them. Like, and that's it. So the OnTrendy Business School is always under construction. You know, the people who joined it at the beginning, which was July 2020, will tell you the product they have now is completely different from what they started off with. But I have to commit even more to building skill and becoming really good at this, right? Becoming really, really good at this. If at 90, you know, like I'm going to be this great philanthropist, then I have to become great at wealth creation. Like these are skills that because I'm playing the long game, I pay the price now to develop them. They're important, but they're not urgent. They're not urgent at all. The fourth one is financial stewardship. And the way I look at it is, okay, so I know I'm going back to 90. It doesn't have to be 90, but if I go all the way there, I want to be able to say, this is what I was able to give to support the causes that I believe in. And I'll just tell you right off the bat, like for me, I'm working for millions and millions of dollars. That's what I want that to be. You know, I don't have a final number now, but it's going to be millions and millions. And if that's the case, then I need to get good at stewarding it, right? Because it's not so much how much you make, it's what did you do with what you made, right? From what I make, I should be able to take care of philanthropy. From what I make, I should be able to leave, you know, inheritance for my kids and for my grandkids. From what I make, I should be able to you know, provide myself, my family with a really great life and all of that stuff. I have to learn that, right? Like, so there is a part of making the wealth, but what of stewarding the wealth or administering the wealth, multiplying the wealth and all of those things? Like, how, for the people who function at that level, how do they do that? Learn it now. Learn it now. The fifth one is, you know, is networking. I am so keenly aware that people are the shortcut. You know, when people say there's no shortcut to success, they lie. There is a shortcut to success. It's people. And so if that's the case, I need to be thinking, okay, this is where I'm going to when I'm 90. At least this is the picture I have. Who are the people that will get me there? Right? Who are the people who are there? And I'm strategically, now these relationships could take me a year, 2 years, 3 years to finally build them. But I need to start building those, knowing where I'm going. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to have to talk to people that may seem way out of my league. I'm an introvert. So, you know, but networking is a skill. It's not a personality type, right? But I'm going to have to develop all these relationships. I'm going to have to ask my way there. I'm going to have to network my way there. I'm going to have to be in certain rooms. You know what I mean? But yeah, so this, the overarching concept is take a look at who you're going to become. So this is me now, right? This is my reflection. Who you're going to become. And then spend the next 365 days becoming that person, right? Like, take a look who that person is, what they did, what they accomplished, all those kind of things, what kind of life, all of that. Then come back here and retool, reinvent yourself so you become that person, right? And it doesn't mean like you completely become that person because we're talking 90, but you've made like significant strides. And so for the next 365 days for me, or 365 days of reinvention. So it's Project Reinvention. And yeah, it's going to filter to everything I do. I've always been on this journey, kind of, sort of, but just going to take it up a few notches for this year. And I want to invite you to join me, you know, reinvent yourself. When you change, when I change, everything changes. Everything does. And let's do it together. Let's do it together. And I will pause and say this, and this is not, it's not a sales pitch. This is just what it is. If you're a physician entrepreneur and you listen to this podcast and you love this podcast and you share it and you're taking action on the things and you're creating wins for yourself and all of that, and you know there's more, right? I want to invite you to a place of reinvention. And that place is called the EntreMD Business School. I need to think about any win you could have created from this podcast. I want you to multiply it by 10 or multiply it by 100. That's what you get in the business school. And it will be such a game changer for you. It will set the stage. The stories from the school, they're unbelievable. That's the truth. I listen to them. They are unbelievable. Where you watch someone who's like, I don't think I can start a practice, go to 4,000 patients in 18 months. That's crazy. When you see somebody come in and say, you know what, this is the year I want to cross $1 million, and they get it done in October. You know what I mean? Like, with months to spare. When you watch somebody come in and replace their salary as a coach while working full time, I could go on and on and on. There is a place for reinvention. So it's open. It's open. We changed it to a rolling admission so people don't have to wait. It's open for enrollment, but there is an application. Go apply. EntreMD.com/business. Go apply. That's not for everybody, but if you're listening to me and you're like, I love the podcast, I listen to the podcast, I take action on it, I'm creating wins. What if those wins were 10 times faster? What if they were 100 times faster? We've had calls where on one call, the doc is like, these last 2 minutes, this is worth my entire tuition for the year for the EntreMD Business School. I want you to think about that, right? So entremd.com/business. Apply. I would love for you to be on this journey of reinvention with me. So really, you know, for me, I'm thinking about my life, February 28, 2024, after I would be done with this phase of Project Reinvention. And I would like to meet her. In fact, I'll tell you something funny before we get off this episode. I was just working out and, you know, I'm recording this in Miami, in the hotel room in Miami, came in for a mastermind. And it was such a crazy trip. I mean, we had a 2-hour delay. We were on the plane. We had not left Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. We had not left Atlanta, but we're on the plane and we were stuck there for a little over two hours because there was some, I don't even remember what they called it, but some kind of hold in the airport we were going to. But regardless, I said all that to say I did a lot of sitting, you know, and after that I had some calls to do. And so I didn't get my workout done. And so I just go into the bathroom and play some motivational music, you know, and, you know, some motivational talks, you know, where people are yelling at you, like, you can do this, you owe you, you know, things like that. And so I'm working out and I started saying something that was so funny. This is why I'm telling you. I started waving at myself in the mirror. I waved at myself and I said, bye girl. Because, you know, and I did that saying, this version of you is about to be gone. And there's a new version that's about to emerge. And so I was telling myself in the mirror, like, bye girl, it was fun. But you can do that too. You can do that because there's a you you've never met. There's a version of you you haven't met. There's a version of you the world hasn't met. There's a version of you your marketplace hasn't seen. And that version of you is a version that changes the world. So join me because that's what I'm going to be doing. And, let's make the next 365 the greatest. So thank you for listening. And this is one of those that I would really like for you to send me a PM and let me know what you got out of it and what you're deciding to do. Let's have a conversation about that. I think that will be a lot of fun. So I am at Dr. Una Chukwu, so DrUnachukwu on Instagram and on Facebook. And, you know, let's chat about it. All right, I'll talk to you. I'll see you the next episode of the EntreMD podcast.
Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to entremd.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.